Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. He has not changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. As I shared on yesterday's broadcast, I'm in somewhat of a quiet and reflective mood, and just felt led of the Lord this week to share some testimonies that have come in recently. Normally, it's been, I just devote the time because radio broadcast time is expensive, and it's important to spend that time sharing the word of the Lord, but also because it is by the word is the lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Yet it is important to allow the ministry of the Holy Spirit to quicken that word and to bring life as we draw our hearts together in unity and focus on the Lord. A ministry of the Holy Spirit takes place, and that's has always been our desire. This has always been a personal ministry, that the letters that have come in are not answered by staff, but by Brother Glass or myself. And I become very attached and concerned for partners over the years. Some of them have been with, you see them for decades. And it's a personal ministry, which I say makes this UCM somewhat of an anomaly in that we don't do a lot of the outreaches, the avenues, the venues that are available to folks that are into technology. I don't do social media, I don't do Facebook, but when I receive a letter from you or an email, I will always confirm receipt of the email and pray. But I encourage you, if you would like personal ministry, because I'm not able to spend a great deal of time on emails because of time constraints, my devotion, my prayer time, my labor is devoted to those who write in and to spend time sharing scriptures, encouragement, counsel as the Lord directs to be a blessing. And over the years, there are very many files of testimonies of how God has ministered, and it's to God be the glory. Amen. And I'd like to share one testimony that has come in from a faithful partner writing from San Rafael, and he writes, "Dear Sister Glass, I always enjoy listening to your radio broadcast." He shares some personal things going on in his life, and he says, "The Lord is my shepherd, and He helps me to make the right decisions daily. I give God the glory, and I'm very thankful." That's true. This brother's always so grateful and appreciative. That is one of the things we need to be. Amen. And he goes on to say, "You are so smart and articulate." Well, dear brother, thank you. That's very kind of you. But let me just say, whatever giftings I have been given by the Lord. And let me just say, I'm smart enough to depend on the Holy Spirit. Because the longer I walk with the Lord, the more I appreciate Paul's ministry. He was able to say, "When I am weak, then I am strong." And as John the Baptist, our purpose, beloved, is to unveil Jesus, to decrease that He may increase. And so we're just so grateful for the precious partners like this dear brother who has stood with the ministry in prayer and giving what he is able to give. He said, "Hope the roundup goes well." And of course, for those of you who are familiar with the ministry, back in 2008 to 2010, I lived on an Indian reservation, in Owyhee, Nevada, the Duck Valley Reservation, which is Shoshone and Paiute. I pastored at the historical church there. And as I said, I think people today, we're craving personal connection, not just virtual reality. Beloved, I'm telling you, sometimes you go out to coffee shops and there are people sitting at a table. They're not even talking with one another. They're playing with their gadgets, doing stuff on cell phone. But one of the things I've purposed to do, because there you can only be native to live on the reservation, and there are many services there, such as the medical or the school, where Caucasian white people come there to minister, but normally they're there for a while and they leave. So it has been my intention to maintain contact with that church and that church fellowship. And while I've never put the members of that church on the UCM mailing list because of spiritual decency, I wanted no conflict of interest, that my interest was solely in them as people. I've maintained contact, going down regularly to the annual brandings, helping out, and also, you know, sending birthday cards, Christmas cards, Bible reading calendars, that kind of thing. And I think people crave that today. People are, they're lost in a virtual world, if you will. In fact, I've been hearing things on the mainline news about weaning children off of their cell phones and their gadgets, or providing only a certain amount of time each day. Why? Because our nature is to do everything to excess, and there's a certain amount of comfort in not having personal responsibility one to another, which is, of course, one of the ways that we grow spiritually. It's very subtle, and while technology, please don't think I am against or down on technology, because it has brought tremendous advances. For example, in medicine, there's so many wonderful things that technology has enabled, and yet there are downsides to it, and you need spiritual understanding and spiritual discernment to be able to use it in an effective way for ministry, yet not be caught up with the negative aspects of it that are part of the whole world system. And so, beloved, we have a responsibility to be sensitive to the Lord and to understand that relationship is what it's all about. That's what it's all about spiritually with the Lord. He desired, he wanted a family. That's why he created man in his own image and likeness. And if you're familiar with the gospel story, you know that man sinned. They rebelled against the command of God. They ate of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree, and as God commanded them not to. And as a result, they were banished from the Garden of Eden, that perfect utopia that existed on the original earth, this earth that we're living on. And they were no longer able to enjoy the presence of the Lord as they did on a daily basis. But even there, before God sent them forth, he spoke of a redeemer, and that redeemer is the Lord Jesus Christ, who's restoring people by the hundreds and thousands. People are coming to Christ, thank God. And so he wants a personal relationship with us, and we grow by fellowship, by true koinonia, one with another. I sometimes said jokingly, I'm so glad there's not going to be computers in heaven. There's books, beloved. Who reads books today? How many actually take the time to do the kinds of things that were part of our lives? For those of you in your 60s, 70s, 80s, even 90s, do you remember how different it was? I grew up and black and white television was just coming in. There wasn't anything, such a thing as a cell phone or personal computers at that point for the general public. And so we've lived, those of us who are up in years, have seen tremendous changes in society, some for the good, but on the whole, not good, because we understand the word of God is going to be fulfilled, that in the last days, as Paul wrote Timothy, know that perilous times shall come. Well, as I shared that testimony from the brother writing from San Rafael, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and he helps me to make the right decisions daily." Well, that's God's desire for us. And actually, as I was just pulling testimonies, I thought, well, I'll share that, because it was on my heart to minister on that beautiful Psalm 23, the Psalm of David, the Shepherd Psalm. And let me just read it for you and hear it with new ears. Some of you feel like you've loved God, but you're kind of at a spiritual low right now. You don't feel his presence, and It's at times like that I encourage you that you must walk by faith, knowing that regardless of how you feel, regardless of what the circumstances are like, Jesus has promised he would never leave you nor forsake you. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Isn't that beautiful? He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. From what I understand, sheep don't drink in turbulent waters. They need quiet places. They're easily frightened. And so the thought of a lovely green pasture and quiet waters is just, as we even verbalize those words, it brings a sense of peace and quiet and assurance, does it not? He goes on to say, verse 3, he restoreth my soul. And that, there's much I want to share on that. Perhaps we'll do that on tomorrow's broadcast. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And that is what God has done, not because there's any merit in us. He loves us. He loves us so much that Jesus was willing to die on the cross for us. But it's for his name's sake that he will no longer remember our transgressions and blot out our iniquity. He goes on to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Yeah, there's conflict in this life. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And that is a spiritual truism, no matter what our circumstances are like. Even though he's surrounded by enemies, he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And how can he have such assurance, such hope? Because he concludes by saying, and I am beloved, may I change that to say, and we, and that's you and me, will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise God. Well, there's a lot in that psalm, and we'll take a look at it as we begin tomorrow's broadcast. But as I bring our time together today to a close, I thank you for listening and know that every day I consider it a sacred responsibility to pray not only for my dear UCM family and partners, but for the radio audience as well. And I ask the Holy Spirit to speak to those who need a personal word, those who need a letter of encouragement that they will write. I love you, thank God for you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.